Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
Bum, 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 bum. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to your Tuesday.
Good morning, party people.
Morning, everybody.
Did you have a good one?
So good.
You did?
Amazing.
Oh, that's amazing to hear.
What about you?
Really good. Yeah. Although, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I really actually was very much looking forward to getting in here because you have a particular piece
set
of info.
Skills.
Yes, a particular set of skills. I don't know the rest of the speech. I wish I could tell you that. It's from the movie Taken, right?
Right. Ah! A very particular set of skills.
Yeah. Anyway, didn't a contact get loose in your brain at some point and you had to go to an ER and have it removed?
Something like that. It didn't get loose in my brain, but it was a problem.
And you went to an ER to get it out, right?
Went to an ER and then they got me to an ophthalmologist or whatever. I don't know if we could get it out.
And then did he pull the eye out to find it somewhere in the back of your ball?
No, I think that
ball?
I think the problem was that I had, when I was trying to get it out, I had raked something across my cornea. So my cornea was sliced and I thought that the contact was still in there and it wasn't. So they were trying and trying and picking at my cornea to try to get the non-existent contact.
All along,
lens.
It wasn't there.
I don't think it was there.
I think that's what I have happening right now.
What's going on?
Well, I've told you this before. I wear contacts when I go surfing.
Yes.
It's for my long vision.
Yes.
And it's more for the people out in the water than it is even for me. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to hurt anybody.
Which eye has it been?
It's my left eye. Mm. So, and then I usually take them out right there in the car before I even drive home because...
Right. You pop them out, put your driving glasses on.
I've been told that there's a lot of bacteria, you know, the ocean, it's not the cleanest place, and that it can cause problems when you're with your contacts. Like,
get them out.
Normally, I'm very, it's a quick move, and but I'd been out a long time, and I kind of lost my hands.
Oh,
even though the water is pretty warm, you know, relatively warm for this season, time of year. But anyway, I didn't have the lens in my hand after doing my removal and was like, uh-oh. So, of course, I start poking myself in the eye repeatedly trying to get it out of there. Right. And then it's not coming out and I'm like, okay, just go home. We'll figure it out when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christina starts poking me in the eye and she's like, I think that's it. And I go, well, if that's it, when you put your nail on it, I won't feel it. And then she's like, okay. And I was like, I feel that. That's not it. So like you, the screwing around with it becomes the problem. Like
yes.
At some point I went, okay, we just have to stop. We're killing me.
Well, I was sure I still had it in there because the eye, I guess, was so swollen that I didn't need a contact to see. Because you'd know that you didn't have it in there if you focused on the thing that normally you couldn't focus on.
Well, I now feel like if there's any chance that it's still in my eyeball,
yes,
or somewhere in there,
do you feel like it's...
No, I don't. But it's got to be moved somewhere. It's not on my eye.
Do you remember a year ago, there was a story about a lady who had lost something like 30 contacts just up
and kept putting
up and
them
around
in there.
Her.
Yeah.
She kept putting them in there. And they were showing this as they finally knocked her out and they were pulling these things out. They were just all crammed up in the crease of her eye.
She had something wrong with her, though.
Yeah.
Like she had some mental illness.
Something.
And so
she just kept putting them in there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to put another one in until I know that. Anyway.
It is noticeable when they're not in the right place, for sure.
I don't feel it right now.
Yeah.
So I may be in your same sitch where I got
you just have
it out.
A scratch or
I just
something.
Didn't have the, I don't even know if I scratched it.
Oh,
I'm just
okay.
Saying that I definitely.
So it's not bothering you now. You just didn't see it after the fact. And so.
I irritated the, you know what, out of my eye by first me doing it. Then she did it. Then she's like, give me another stab at that. I'm like, stab.
It's the wrong word for
but
this.
But yes, fix me. And so I'm like cranking my eye open. And she's like, look down. Look down. So stupid. Anyway, just so you know, I think there's a contact trying to invade my brain and kill me. We'll see. I'll get back to you.
I think you'll be all right.
You think so?
Yes.
All right.
I think that you, if it's not bothering you now, it's probably not in there.
Okay. I hope you're right.
Me too.
Because I mean, right. I really don't want any appointments.
No.
Oh, appointments are the worst.
Appointments are the worst. I really hate having an appointment. F off appointments.
The end. Like there's not even anything. I think we can all agree. Appointments. No,
down with appointments.
Boo. Yeah.
I know. My sister and brother-in-law.
Oh, Jimbo.
Yes, Jimbo and Tina were there as of last night.
They're not here.
No. They left last night.
Ah.
It's a weird thing when somebody's flight is really late in the day. Like, I think their flight didn't take off till like 11:30 because then it's kind of hanging over everybody's head all day.
Yes, you're just kind of like waiting.
Right. They're all packed up. Their stuff's all set and ready to go. And
maybe you guys should leave just to be on time.
Right. I mean, what? Who doesn't want to be 6 hours early for their flight? It seems like it's time. No, it's just like one of the, you know how you've worked nights. Like when I used to work nights, it was I'd wake up at 4 p.m. and have to and basically wait. Like I just want to get up and go to work.
No, I'm with you. The hanging over your head thing. Hated it.
Yeah. So we were talking about that. But we went to Fairfield. Hello, Fairfield, to the Airstream place.
Store.
The store. Yeah, it's a store. And you walk out into the gigantic hangar-like showroom and get on 50 million different Airstreams. And
which one did you get?
We actually talked ourselves out of it. Because when we got there, we were like, we'll each get one.
Wait, Tina and Jimbo went too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. This was actually their idea. They've been talking about getting an Airstream too. We're like, I'm retired. We'll meet in the middle of the country or we'll, meet wherever. And Jimbo, my brother-in-law, he wants to just like store it somewhere central in America. Like just put it somewhere. He's like, I can't really keep it at my house. So I'll just store it there. We'll fly there. And then it's a shorter drive and you can go to all, and then you store it somewhere else and Jimbo, you go to all the things around there.
What's wrong with you?
I know. In the end, what we did was we did the math and it was like between buying the thing, storing the thing, flying to the thing, taking the thing, maintaining the thing, getting a truck or that, I guess at that point you have to rent something that has a tow package on it. Like, I was like, what we could do
just
is
fly
like,
there.
Just have incredible trips and stay in great hotels and
exactly
and not worry about that.
Jimbo, you're missing the entire point of the Airstream, which is where your most derelict kid will live out in your front yard. Mm. You don't leave it in a central location.
Right.
It's in your front yard, and it's the loser child.
Yes.
That comes back home that you
it's
say.
It's the loser limo.
You can live with us in the Airstream out front.
Yep.
While you look for
we
work.
We actually did think we could park it in our driveway. It would take the whole thing up. Like there would be no more driveway left. There'd be like a place, I guess, where I could maybe pull my tiny car and charge behind it. But that would be it. And we were like, yeah, and then we could like hook it up to water and sewer and it could run all electric off the house. Like one of our kids could live in it. And I was like, I don't really want that. I don't want to.
It's what happens to those things, though, often.
The other thing I was thinking, though, is, mobile podcast unit. Like, come on, that might be pretty fun. Drag that. I'd be like, Vinny, I'm coming to your house. I'd be like, no, I already did my job today. Like, nope, I'm coming down.
What are you going to call this podcast? Retired Lady?
Yeah, Retired Lady Mobile Podcast.
Please. I love that. Yeah,
not done like talking it. Yet?
Not done yet. Oh, I like that. Not done. Sarah's not done talking.
I'm going to write that down.
Please do. Thank you. Keep notes for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant idea,
Thank
Sarah.
Thank you,
where do you
so
come?
Much.
Where
I
do
don't.
You, get
you
them?
Do. You came up with it. But how fun would that be? Have a cool Airstream trailer. But the other thing is, man, those things are no joke. Like as far as you want one that someone else has owned, like they're just crazy. And plus then you start going, well, I got to have this setup. Oh, I got to have this option. I got to have that. Next thing you know, you're 150K in. It's like, oh my God, buy somebody's used one.
Oh, that's what you've decided.
No, we're not. We've decided. We actually talked ourselves out of it.
Oh,
I feel like, what is that? calmer minds prevailed, cooler heads prevailed, something like that. We sort of talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. And then we were like, what are we doing? What's going on here? Why would we? Then we went home and watched football.
Football. Oh, the Niners.
We got
Niners.
Home just in time for the Niners game.
Oh, the Niners. That hurt.
So much.
That really hurt my heart.
That really was not a fun game to watch.
We didn't show well.
No.
But, I take that back. We didn't compete in terms of points, but the guys gave it everything they had, and they didn't quit, and, you know, a moral victory?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. The games were really, I watched all four games, and they were all really competitive. The Niners game was the low point. I was just like, oh.
I didn't watch it in real time because you know how when you're in a partnership and someone says, hey, what are you doing in January on the
18th
whatever the date was. And of course, you know, in mid-December.
Who knows? That's never going to happen.
Yeah, that sounds great.
What
dinner
did you
with
have to do?
We had to go to dinner and with our neighbors and some friends, and it was super fun, but it was during the Bears-Rams game, so I recorded it and somehow didn't get it ruined for me. And so I actually got home and went, oh my, I can watch this. Hit play on that thing, and man, down to the last second, the last play of the game, they tie it up. Yeah. And it goes to OT, and I thought,
incredible.
Wow.
Those games were incredible, actually. When we were, we started watching the Niners game, and then we had a reservation, but we went to a place that had TVs everywhere. I'm like, oh. Stop talking. Let's watch the game.
Oh.
Yeah. And not that, they were telling me to stop talking.
Oh, right.
You know. I was like. But it was great, because actually the whole.
Dinner and conversation.
But
what?
The mood in that place, though, was just not good. The time we left, I can't remember. It was sometime like in the first half, and we get there, and everyone's like, oh no. But then it's a restaurant too, and just above the bar, there's a couple TVs, you'd hear like, oh, like the just the collective
groan,
bummer. It was a bummer.
When we were out to dinner with
good
friends.
Good season, though.
Yeah, it was. And we're talking about all the stuff. One of the things that came up was AI. And I just thought, two of the people that I was out with are in finance. Mm. And we don't realize how many industries are completely blown to smithereens by this. In that, they have to figure out how to deal with it. And whether or not they can incorporate, and right now it sounds like most places are saying you can't use AI to juggle people's financial futures.
No, I really hope that because it is not that reliable.
It's a whole thing. But that was part of what they were talking about is it's interesting because so many people think it's already.
That would be if you said my firm is AI free, I'd be like. That sounds like my firm.
That's the place to start, right? Yeah, it was interesting. I didn't realize, you know, we
handled
hear about
by it. Humans.
We use it a little bit here for certain things, but mostly DJs are like, no, real people.
Yeah.
No, we don't want to lose our jobs to robots. Right. That'll be, what do they call those things? You put a quarter in and you hit the song and then it just plays.
Jukebox. Yeah, and so I would like to just say, for the record, we are algorithm and mostly AI free, but no algorithm. You know, like we're just looking at what's out there, telling you what we think.
We do it the old fashioned,
the old fashioned way, the old rip and read. Honestly, it's like the one place that isn't curated for you. You don't know what you're gonna get.
Right.
You don't even know what you won't get. We don't know.
Anyway, I think there will be young people when they start to make money who will feel such trust for AI that they'll probably be happy to hand their.
No, of course. Why wouldn't
these
I?
Firms are struggling with it as the only point. I just thought, yeah, wow, it really every company
keep
has
struggling.
To figure out.
Don't use it.
Right.
Anyway. For dumb little things, like, I don't care if I get something wrong. I could just go, oh, sorry, I got that thing wrong.
For our trivia game, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, nothing is really at stake. But in the world of finances,
your future.
Yeah, someone's future's at stake. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny Alice's Morning Show. The dead is alive and well. It was huge on Saturday,
yeah,
and we'll be
was.
Back after this.
What?
Wake up! Thank you, with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.